Ayin Hey mit Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda. Now, Amar Rav Chisda is around three lines before the lines start getting wide in the Amid. Now, when we learn this Gemara, it's a very difficult Gemara. We will not learn Rashi's Pshat. I first like to learn a Pshat from the Riva that the Taisus HaRosh brings down, just to try to understand the Gemara. And then later we'll see Rashi, which is another Parsha. But the whole Gemara is meridic interesting, however we learn Pshat. Just to refresh our memories, we had a three-way machlekes between the Tanakhama, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon Gamliel, which bia will passel an isha. The Tanakhama holds Dumya de Amola Kain Godel, as long as a bia is isa, this will passel an isha. Rav Yossi holds Dumya de Kain Godel, Ma Kain Godel, Zari Passel. So it's not sufficient that it's a bia sisa. It has to be a bia that through the result of the bia, the zera will be possible. And lafuki, a mitzri sheini, that the zera is kosher lekol and is kosher lekone. So a mitzri sheini, even though it's a bia sisa, it will not passel the isha lekone because it is not similar to amon lekain godol. And then Rav Shimon Gamliel said the greatest kula, that a bia of a ger amoni me'ovi, which is also a bia sisa, will not passel an isha because the bonus are not passel lekohol and lekohune. So therefore, it will not passel. So from the greatest meiko in this inyan of a bia sisa to passel an isha is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that in order that the bia should passel the isha, it has to passel the zera. If it doesn't passel all the zera, so then the bia doesn't passel. Omar Rav Chisda hakel moidim ba'almonas isha shepsula lekohune. Now, what is the taich almonas isha? So let us just say over the Taisvis HaRosh. Nire keperish rivo. The Mairi, it is speaking about, b'mishpoche shenitma bo odom echot shehu sofik cholo. Let's start from the beginning. We have, let's say, a isha, Rachel, that got a get from her husband Reuven, but it was sofik korevloi, sofik korevlo. So he gave her a get, so I really don't know if she's a grusha, if she's not a grusha. That's how the problem originated. The next day, Reuven died. Now, so Rachel is permitted to get married, because either she's a grusha or an almone, but she's not married anymore. Now, she got married to a kohen, which is not the proper thing to do. She's a sofik grusha, she got married to a kohen. She had a son who is a sofik cholo. So now let us, for practical purposes, call the son Yankel. So Yankel is a sofik cholo. Now, this Yankel somehow got mixed into a mishpoche. And in this mishpoche, there are 21 Yankels in the mishpoche. 20 Yankels are kosher children. There's no suffix about them. And this 21st Yankel is a suffix cholo. Now, an isha marries a Yankel. Now, this guy, we don't know. Now we don't know. We're all very unclear. We don't know. We know this. From the 21 Yankels in this mishpoche, one is a suffix cholo. And this isha marries now a Yankel. And then this Yankel dies. Now the shaila is this isha allowed to marry a kohen? So we have here a mishpoches isa, That means the mishpoche, there are many ingredients in this mishpoche. That means when she got married to Ayanko from this mishpoche, there's one factor, who said Bechlal, she got married to the Yanko, the Suffolk Cholol. That could be she married a kosher Yanko. Then we have a second Suffolk. I feel like she did marry the Yanko, the Suffolk Cholol. Well, Yanko is a Suffolk Cholol. He's not a Vadei Cholol, so it could very well be that Yanko is also not a Cholol. Could very well be that his mother, Rochel, was not a Grusha. Okay, so Almonis Ise means an Almone that married someone from a mishpachas ise. She married someone from a mishpoche that there is a mixture of sveikis in that mishpoche. There's a sofik cholol, and there's other people who bechlal not sveiki chololim. The ma'iri b'mishpoche shenitma bot got mixed up in this mishpoche odam echot. Shehu sofik cholol. This person is a sofik cholol. V'chol ha'mishpoche havi svek sveike. So Memele, who any Yankel that marries Anisha is a Sveksveike. The Bechol Chadi Kalameima Shema Bomi Sofik Cholosh Nisar Bemim Lab. So every person, every Yankel is a Sveksveike. Maybe he's the Yankel that's the Cholol, and if he's the Yankel that's the Cholol, but he's a Sofik Cholol, so maybe he's not a Cholol either. Fine. So now we have over here, that's called Almonas Ise. An Almona, she married someone that came from a Mishpachas Ise. That means a Mishpoche that was Nisarev Boise Mishpachas of a color. That's the terminology. Okay. Omar Rav Chisda. Now she's coming to ask a Shaila. Now someone is wedding her a Shidduch HaKoyim. Is she permitted to marry a Koyim? Omar Rav Chisda, Hakel Moidim, Balmonas Ise Shepsula Lekohune. Everyone is Moidim, it means all our Tanoim, Tanakame, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, will agree that this Almona is Posa Lekohune. Man Mekel Bahani Tanoi. From these three Tanoim, who was the biggest Mekel? Who was the most liberal Daya? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. V'koma, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said as follows, Kol sha'ato noisei bitoi, ato noisei almanusei, v'chol sha'ato noisei bitoi, I ato noisei almanusei. And he said, if you cannot marry the daughter, you cannot marry the mother. He said that the psul of the mother is dependent on the psul of the daughter. Limutei mai, limutei almonas isa, shepsula lekune. That's what Rav Chisda said. Now, Rav Chisda said as follows, and let us understand this a little bit. Rav Chisda said, let's speak about the mother for 1 minute, and let's speak about the daughter for the 2nd minute. The mother, Ulklera Shaila, is the mother Kosha Lekune. Now, we'll see soon, so we would say right away, well, there's a Sveksveker. There's a Sveksveker. Maybe Bechlau, she wasn't Nivel from Yankel the Cholo. Nefilah, she was Nivel from Yankel the Cholo, so maybe he's not a Cholo. So the Taisa Rosh says, we have to know, Ba'af al-Gav, the Ba'alma Mikelinen B'Svek Sveike, B'chol ha-Toyre Kula, we're Mekel with a Svek Sveike, Maila also B'Yuchsim Livsal Svek Sveike. Finished. B'Yuchsim, we don't go Bosa a Svek Sveike. So that we can throw out of the window. So a Svek Sveike is equivalent to one Sofik. But they were matter, so Sveksveike Sofik is the same thing, they were matter if there's a Cheskes Kashres. They were matter if there's a Cheskes Kashres, some Emela. So let's speak about the mother, and let's speak about the daughter. this Almanis Ise, let's think 1 minute, did she become Nifsal, yes or no? So, L'chayre, she has a Cheskas Kashas. That means, before she married this Yanko, she zichu was Kasha Lekuna. Now there's a Sofik, did she become Nifsal Lekuna Yidai Yanko? Svek Svek, I can't help. Good, fine, I can use the Svek Svek. But she has a Cheskas Kashas, so I have to assume that her status did not change. And just like before she got married to Yanko, she was Muta Lekune. So I say, after she got married to Yanko, she also should be Muta Lekune. That should be Legabi, the status of the mother. Now let's talk about, she had a daughter, Dina. What's the status of the daughter? Now, the daughter was born from a Suffolk Cholo. The daughter doesn't have any Chazaka whatsoever. She was born, by the way, she's born from a Suffolk Cholo, so she's born Usfeiko Ima. So the daughter doesn't have a Chazaka. So therefore, the daughter, I should assume, is possible. The daughter. So Memele, so Rav Chisda said as follows. So Rav Chisda said that Afilu, according to the biggest maker, Rabbi Gamliel said, if the daughter is possible, so then I have to assume she's possible also. The psul of the daughter affects the mother. So even though, till now we were learning Afamon Elokayin Godel, here we are really juggling halachas over here. Mother is a chazaka, the daughter doesn't have a chazaka. But Al Kaponim, Rav Chisda said, according to Rav Gamliel, that gave us these guidelines, Kosh as ato noise bitoi, I ato noise almanusoi. That's the guideline. That's what he told us. So these are guidelines. So here, al pi aloche, I cannot marry the daughter, because the daughter does not have a cheskas kashas. So the daughter is also lekune. So the mother will also be also lekune. So that's what Rav Chisda said in other words. Rav Chisda said that a isha, an almona of a sofek chalol, is also lekune, afilu according to our biggest maker, Rav Gamliel, because Iyata Noise Yesbite, Iyata Noise Amanusai. That's what the Taisus HaRosh says. Yeah. Now let us go further. Now the Gemara says, Lafuki Midahani Tanoi. This statement of Rav Chisda, he's saying a statement that there are tanoim that are chaylik on this. This nan, we learned a Mishnah, heyed Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire, al amonas ise shekshera lekune, my time I have a svek sveike lekula. So again, we have to take this word svek sveike and it means it's a svek sveike with a chazoke. That's the Iker, that what the Gemara says, Svek Svek, it means it's a Svek Svek with a Chazoke, and since the mother has a Chazoke, we will not passel the mother Lekune, because the daughter is Nifsal Lekune. Yeah. That is the way the Taisus HaRosh learns Pshat Na Gemara. So in other words, we are saying that the biggest maker in our machloikis, even though he's telling us a kule bepsul ha'im, kosh atanoise bite atanoise almanusa, he's also telling us a chumre. He's telling us that if it's such a beer that can passel the daughter, so automatically she'll also become passel. And I can't juggle with cheshbainis and say, well, the daughter doesn't have a chazok and she has a chazok. It seems it is a guideline. Kosh at the paisel bite, at the paisel almanusoi. Yeah. So memela, that is according to these tanoim, and the mother says, but there are tanoim that hold that the mother will be mutter. That is the way the Taisus HaRosh learns Pshat de Gemara, b'shem Hariva. Now, let us see Rashi. Almanus Ise, so Rashi says, Biksubis Mafon Bebeforish, Almonis Sofik Cholo. Now, Rashi tells us the case is differently. An almone of a suffic cholo. Not the way the Taisus HaRoshem shot, an almone that a suffic cholo became this Arab in the Mishpoche. Ashi doesn't say that. No, an almone, he is a suffic cholo. He married an almone. An almone of a suffic cholo. She'hoisa mi'ureves bisfakis. Now, she, the Isa is going on the Amone. She's full of sveikis. Bala hoya sofik. Her husband was a sofik chala. Vehi ba mi kaichai. And now her shaila originates from his shaila. Tavalo svek sveikis. So this is called a sofik from a sofik. Now, we just have to know, this is what Rashi is saying is very, very, very difficult to understand. The whole concept of a svek sveka is we have two svekas to be matter. Maybe the seed never was a cholo. A fellow, he is a cholo, but who says this is the suffix cholo? That's a svek sveka. So there are two tzodim lahakol. So then we're makel. Here, her suffix is his suffix. Rashi, that means if he's a suffix halal, so she's a suffix halal. I mean, it goes hand in hand. It's not. And Rashi calls this v'hi ba mi koi choi. She comes from his. Her whole shaila is mi koi choi. Da have a law sefek sveke. So let's. Well, this is difficult to understand, but let's go a little further. So Rav Chisda says that lemute almonas isim dohoyo. The e ata noise bito, since you cannot marry the daughter, shema cholol hoyo, the husband was, maybe the husband is a cholol, usnan bas cholol zocha psula minakuna lo ilam, a daughter of a cholol is possible, is atam e ata noise amanusai, so may la fila korin tram gablio, one will not be permitted to marry the amana. And we have later Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yudah ben Seire, say that Almonas Isa Ksheir Lekune, have Svek Sveike Lekula. Svek Sveike Baila Hoya Sofik, Vehi Bo Mikoi Choy Lehi Posel, and she, her Shaila Psul is Mikoi Choy, so this is a Svek Sveike, and therefore she's Mutter. So we have to try a little to understand Shita's Rashi. What is Rashi saying? What kind of a spec? What does Rashi mean to say she's a spec speaker? This is the suffix of the Baal. There's no two speakers over here. It's one suffix. So I'd like to say over a lashon of a shita mekabetzes in Subis, and we'll try our best to understand it. Shita mekabetzes and the dafei shita mekabetzes is samach zayin amud bei samach ches amud aleph. So I just like to read over a little the lashon of a shita mekabetzes. Perish Rashi's out. Tahainu kigoin shezorik lo get sofik korev loy, sofik korev lo. Now we're gonna first explain how we got a sofik cholo. So, there was an isha who they threw a get to her, sofik korev loy, sofik korev lo. Who mates, and then the husband died right away. Vinim says, zu sofik megureshes, sofik almone. So this woman is a suffix, now her husband threw her a suffix get. The husband died the next day, so now she's a suffix, come on, a suffix wishes. Vini says, lekoyin. Then she married a koyin, which was not the proper thing to do, but she did that. Vahilid mimena ben. And he had a son from her. Vareyu suffix cholo. Now this ben is a suffix cholo. Vahayid Rabbi Yeshua al amanosei shel zeh ha suffix cholo. So Rabbi Yeshua said, the almone of this suffix cholo, sheik sheira. Period. Fine. Now, let's go a little further. then he brings a Rashi later in Ksubis, that Rashi says as follows, and Rashi explains a little bit. There are two cases. There's one case that a person was Boyel an Isha, a Pnuye. I don't know who this person was. Could be he was a Mamza, could be he was a Kosha. And there the halacha is that the Isha is posel lakuna, according to Rabbi Yeshua. I don't still learn on Cheskas Kashas. That's case number one. In our case, that a Sufik Cholo was Boyel an Isha, she is Kosha, according to Rabbi Yeshua. I still learn on Cheskas Kashas. And Rashi explains that there is one Sufik in here of Svek Sveki. Now we have understood the difference between what the Chilik is. So Rashi says over there, Rashi throws in the word, Rashi says this one. Over there, if there's a suffix, if she was little from a mamza or from a kasha, chada sveike, if it means one suffix, suffix nivalol a kasha, suffix nivalol a kasha. Rashi says, now, I can't point to someone and say, I don't know who you are. That's the case of it. I will know the Baal was. My problems would be solved. I don't know who the Baal is. Sherei loy boze lefoni. The Ilu bo, if I have an opportunity to meet up with this Baal, Ulai hayinu makir and boy shuru poso. Oh, he's the mamza. I know who the Baal is. So Mamela, that's a problem. And because of this problem, I don't shtela am chazok. I can't shtela am chazok if my whole suffix is who the boyel was, and if I would know the boyel was could be, I wouldn't have a suffix. I would not know he's a mamza. So I don't shtela am chazok. Hochi gabay amonas ise, by amonas ise, chais make. Amonas ise just two smake. What is that? Imai shall suffix kolose, the mother of the suffix kolose. Bon noila that suffix. She, the suffix started with suffix kolose, like suffix kolose. Vihi atma loi nesla, elo mi suffix. She says a solution. Vizu she bo machmas bulo. Now this almonet, her suffix is because of the first woman's son. Korilei svek svek. This is called a suffix that originates from a suffix. Perish le perush. So now the Sheet Metzis wants to explain Rashi. Yesh hefresh. There's a difference. Bein vishen noilet a suffix bidido atzmo. If the suffix was noilet in her. The whole suffix is in her. The osi suffix mikoyach badai. That the suffix is coming because of a badai. We'll try to explain. Bein shen noilet a suffix chutz mimen. Sai the suffix was noilet chutz mimen. Now, he starts explaining. The shen noilet a suffix bidido atzma. When the suffix was noilet in her. The osi mikoyach badai. The suffix comes because of a bad. Keep going to ask this. The misafkelon. I misupik inivalo le kosher, inivalo le pos. I have an isha that was in Hanifa. I have a pluya that was in Hanifa. That is no shayla. That I know. Now, I have a suffix who was the boyel. The boyel amamza was the boyel kosher. So, loy mukminen lo achas kosher. I will not say that she's kosher because I shtela an chas kosher. Do ischa lo ches kosher because there's a reyesa in her chasok. even shenoilet bo suffix it. In by her there was noilet this suffix. Verehi ruah. Her chazaka is ruah. It's a weak chazaka. Ve'en lecha loima. Now we'll come back to this. Ve'en lecha loima. The hochin nami. The suffix chutz mimena. The suffix is chutz mimena. The mesafkilon bahu devoale. I'm misupik on the boyo. He posel hoya a kosher hoya. So how about they left? That is not true. Sherei loy vozeh lefoneinu. Ve'ilu bo shema yemekirim bo yishuhu posel. So that means, he says, let's make it interesting. Let's make it, what he says. There were two people in the shtar. One mamza, one kosher. And she was nibble from one of the two people. Now, I can't say the emes, I have a suffix, who the boyo was. I mean, it's only a chesaron yediyah. I don't know who the boyo is. The boyo could be the mamza, the boyo could be. There's no suffix in the boyo. That means the boyo is either a vadai mamza or a vadai kosher. There's no suffix in the boyo. So the whole suffix is in her. That was she nifsal from the beginning. So there's a svare. Since there was a vadai bila in her, and I don't know if she was nimel from a vadai posel or not. I don't know. Was a vadai, my suffix is, was she nimel from a vadai posel? Was she nimel? Was she nimel from a vadai posel or not? I can't remember about this. In such a case, I do not shtalan chazok. I do not, perhaps we could say, together of chazok is, assume that her status didn't change. Here I know klo, this person was nibble, she was nibble. I know klo, my topic is it from the vadai posel or the vadai kosher? I can say that, assume that the status didn't change. For some reason, I will not shtalan chazok. This is called yischar chazok. Nimtza, this is the lashon of the shittim verses. Da'ina suffik elo v'dido atzmo v'osi mikoyach bat. That means the suffik is not on the boyo, because on the boyo there's no suffik. If I would see who the boyo was, I'd not klo. There's a vadai, mamza, a vadai. I don't know who the boyo was, but there's no suffik on the boyo. There's a vadai, mamza, a vadai, not mamza. The suffik is on her. Then she become nifsa. So if I have such a suffix, I don't stall on chazok. If we give it for a suffix, that is chachaskos. Begitza, I don't stall on chazok in such a case. Loch is vila rabbi shul, la makmina loch haskos. In such a case, you don't stall on chazok, because the latest a suffix is in her, not in the boil. It's considered, on the boil, I don't have a suffix, because if I would know the boil was, I'd see close. It's not called I have a suffix in the boil. Now, I have either a vadai kosher with boil or vadai kosher. So the suffix is not in the boil, the suffix is in her, and I don't tell him because look at such a case. I believe thou monas, he said, loinoilet bo hasuffix. The suffix did not start with her. Elas suffix noilet vehimoy shall suffix chalos. The suffix started by the mother of the chalos. Was the get, did she become a grusha? Didn't she become a grusha? Va'ata bolipsel lizois ha'almona ha'mulzekes mikashmi. So I have now a suffix cholo. He is a suffix cholo. I know he's a suffix cholo. Because I have a suffix. If the mother was a suffix grusha. And she was becheskas kashmi. So a bia of a suffix cholo will not pass along. Her suffix originates mikoyach suffix acher. Her suffix originates from another suffix. ולאי חבי כחד סופק למסניסן, לאי עושי אלא מקייך ודאי אוכד החסיבנה. So בקיצר, but how to the עומק הדבורם, I really don't understand, but the rehitzes hadvorim is that if there was a beer from a vadai, now I don't know who the vadai was, I cannot tell on chazake. There's then it's called israch eskoso. That means I cannot assume that things remain status quo, since I know there was a vadai beer in her. And I have a thought, maybe she was nibble from apostle. So that creates a reyese in her cheskeskashes. Masha enkein, if I know who the boil was, and the suffix is noiled by the boil is a suffix cholo. So now the shaila is, did this be of a suffix cholo passel her? So that we shtala chazoke. That is how the Shit Mekabetzis learned. So this is a kaponim pshat and Rashi, that why we do shtel an chazak. That's what Gemara means, svek sveka lekule. With a svek sveka, we could be mekel and shtel an chazak. Now, that's a difficult Gemara, zich according to Rashi. Vadon bevadon muta. Now let us go further. Vadon, but we had in the Mishneh a memre from Rabbi Loza. Rabbalaza said as follows, Vadon bevadon muta. A mamza with a mamzeres is muta, no shaila. Vadon besfeikon, but a mamza with a shtuki, usfeikon bevadon, a shtuki with a mamzeres, usfeikon besfeikon, or a shtuki with a shtuki is also. And we had pshat in the Mishnah, we said pshat in the Mishnah, that Rabbalaza holds that even though me iker adin, a mamzer's mutig besofik kol, that's min ha-toyre. But the Rabbonon gave a sofik, a toyre sofik, and I have to look at it as a sofik. My law also beyuchs, and Rabbi Loza holds, even though we are not speaking about meyuchistic people. So therefore, Rabbi Loza holds as follows. If a shtuki is, but once the marry a mamzer, so you have to look, well, the shtuki is a sofik mamzer, maybe you're a kosher, and the mamzer is posel. So he cannot marry, a shtuki cannot marry a mamzer, and the same, and in the same vein, a shtuki cannot marry a shtukis. Maybe one is a mamzer, and one is a kosher, and so this is also maila, also biyuchsin. They were not matter, so even though la locha, they're all also to Yisrael, but we were not matter one to the other. Look, I be one to the other. I consider that one is a kosher, one might be apostle, and therefore I cannot be matter. Let us see the Gemara. Vadon bevadon muta. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, halochi ki Rabbi Loza. We paskel like Rabbi Loza. And there comes out a gewaldike chumris, only a mamza be mamzeres is muta, a shtuki is nebuch, also with everybody. It's also be Yisrael, also be shtukis, also be mamza. The only one will be mutan is if you hold kalgerim, leikri kol, so then will be mutan with a ger. Oma, Rav Yehuda Marav, alochi krabalos. Now, Rav Yehuda continues speaking, ki emrise kame dishmu, I told over this memra of Rav, Shmuel, Omali, so Shmuel told me, I don't understand. Hilo shoyne asore yuchsin olu mi bovel. Hilo will see this a baraise, that Hilo said, asore yuchsin olu mi bovel v'kulam mutorim lovei ze boze. We'll see this kulam mutorim is a little, a difficult lotion. But the kulam mutarim, not understanding the lashon means that the sveikas amuta zebaze and the sveikas amuta bevadom zebaze. Va'at amrit aloche ki Rabbi Loza. I can't understand. How can you pass on at Rabbi Loza? I have a memory of Hillel. Hillel says that the sveikas amutarim lovi zebaze. Let us see what Rashi says. Hillel shine. Now where's this Hillel? Mishnah achas bebraise. There's a psabraise. Asore yuchsin, but so there Rashi, it says, doesn't say kulon. V'chol ha'asurim shebohem, That's what says in the Baraisa. All the Asurim, Shtuki, B'mamzeri, Mutorim Lovei Zebuzer. So Memele, so Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand how Rabbi Lozer could be Machmer, I have a Baraisa that Hillel was Michael. Let us see Toisvus. Bekulon Mutorim Lovei Zebuzer. Vim Toima Mai Bekulon. So Toisvus, what's the Bekulon? The Lashem Bekulon Zebe is a sore thumb. Uperish bekuntres kol ha'asurim. Kula means all the asurim, not all asurim yuchsin. Also yuchsin, kanim labim yisrael. Kol ha'asurim metovim lovi ze beze. Kosheleri, the midi kol ha'asurim ktoni anshudik. It doesn't say kol ha'asurim, it says kula. Venira lari leforish, dechol echod ve echod muter beminoi. That's what it means. V'kula mutorim zebo ze, each one is mutter in its mean. That's what it means. So shtuki is mutter b'shtuki. That's what I have to know. So that's not like Abulazah, because Abulazah said shtuki is also b'shtuki. So it's good to v'kula. Zebo ze means in the same darge. A kain is mutter with a bas kain, a mamz is mutter b'mamzeres, and a shtuki is mutter b'shtuki. And like Rabbi Leza, the Maslis, and the Lee, they speak on, misspeak on also. Oide Shloima umutorim lovei zebezer kiseder the Masnissen. Maybe the Kula Mutan lovei zebezer, like the Mishnah enumerated the Hetak, Anam Lavim, Yisraimutam lovei zebezer, Echarur Geirish Tuki, Asuvim, Mamzeim, Mutam lovei zebezer. Period. Okay. Venire. Now Taisis gets down to brass tacks to Alochik Rabbalozo. The Rav Posse Kebose, Rav Paskin like Rabbalozo. Balochik Rav Bisuri Legabi Shmu. If Machlik is Rav Shmu, so Legabi Suri mi Paskin like Rav, Legabi Mama mi Paskin like Shmu. Void the Roven Nami Sova the Alochik Rabbalozo, Bepere Kachoilitz. Gabi Sofik Bentes Lerishain. O ben zayin la'achoin ba'loche kerove. So there, Rove said, let us just say for 1 minute what the Gemara is speaking about over there. The Gemara is speaking about as follows, that there was two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven died without children, so Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife. But he made a big mistake, Shimon. He did not wait 3 months. He was Miyavma after 2 months, which was a big mistake. So now, and after 7 months, a child was born. Now, I don't know who this child is. Is this child Shimon's son? Or is this child Reuven's son? Now, if this child is Reuven's son, so Shimon was this Chayiv Kores. He was, so there's no mitzvah Yibum and say Shesach, Shloi B'moki mitzvah. So the Gemara says, because Shimon Reuven died with a son, he doesn't have to have the son b'shas ma'is. As long as there's a son of his on this world, or ben ein lai, if the later son was born, so not a nibah. So Shimon has a problem with his chayiv koras. He's not chayiv koras, but the Gemara says, but the first son is roili is kain gadol. I have problems. The Shimon has problems, but the son. The son has no problems whatsoever. If Reuven was a Kohen and Shimon was a Kohen, so the son is either a kosher child because it's either Reuven's son or Shimon's son. It's kosher. No problem whatsoever. Masha'en Kain, the second child, the second child is a Sofik Mamza. Because since I don't know if the first son was Reuven's son, maybe the first son was Reuven's son, so then, Reuven's wife is an Eishes of Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. So the second child is from an Eishes of. So Memele, so it's a Mamza. Maybe it's Shimon's son. Maybe the first one was Shimon's son. So it's not a Mamza. So it's a Sofik Mamza. And Rav, it seems that it's also a Mamza. As a Mamza, it has problems. So Rav says the second son will have problems. To get married with. Can't marry a Mamza. Can't marry a Kosher. So we see that, Rav paskins like Rav Elozo. That's why can also be Vadon. So Memele, and Aloha Kerov. So in Aloha we paskin like Rav. Yeah. Now, the Gemara asked further, that so now, so we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Do we pass on with Rabbi Loza or don't we pass on with Rabbi Loza? Fine. Rav says we pass on with Rabbi Loza, and Shmuel says we don't pass on with Rabbi Loza. Frag the Gemara. How this is shreklach. Varomi the Rav ad Rav. Aleshki was tiren Rav. Varomi the Shmuel ad Shmuel. The Itma, we learned a new shayla. Arusa sheibro. An arusa that became uberes. Now, let us just look at this situation for 1 minute and let's not be naive. There are two possibilities how this arusa became uberes. One possibility, maybe she became uberes from the orus, which is not such a big avere. Another possibility, a very big avere, maybe she became uberes from someone else and she's an ashes ish. Arusa sheibro. Rav Omar Havlad Mamza. So the Gemara understood Havlad Mamza means, Havlad Mamza doesn't mean, Havlad Mamza is a loch of a Mamza. In other words, that this child is Mutter and Avade Mamza. In other words, I don't pass no like Rabbi Eliezer that says Sveikim Bavadon is Osa. I pass no Sveikim Bavadon is Mutter, like Hillel. That Sveikim Bavadon is Mutter. So I'm saying Havlad Mamza, it has all the privileges that a Mamza has, which are that, so this Vlad can marry a Vade Mamza. Ushmul Oma Avlad Shtuki. And Shmuel said, no, this Vlad has problems. He doesn't have the privileges of a Mamza, it's a Sofik Mamza. So if it's a Sofik Mamza, the Vlad has no one to marry to. Can't marry a Mamza, can't marry a Yisrael. Now the Gemara explains, Rav Oma Avlad Mamza Omuta B'Mamzeres. So that sounds like Hillel. That sounds like the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Shmulam Avlad Shtuki, but also be Mamzeres. That sounds like Habalos. So this is a Shrek. So here we have another Mala Machlekes of, we have a Machlekes Rav Shmuel, but here it's been a Hapachel. Rav Paskins like Hillel, and Shmuel Paskins like Habalos. Before we had Pungfakel. So the Gemara has two Mahalchim, Epech. And you have to turn around this Machlokes. It says it was as follows. Rav Omar Avlad Shtuki. So the Vlad is no one to marry with. Shmuel Omar Avlad Mamza. So now the Gemara says fine. So there's no Stire. Frek the Gemara Tarti Lomali. So why do you need these two Memres? One Memre we hear Rav said Alochi Kerabaloso. Another memra, Rav says, Arusha Shibra Avlad Shtuki. Well, this is repeating himself. So why do you have to say two memras, which boil down to saying one halacha, that a Sofik Mamza is Mutter b'Mamza? So the Gemara says, Tzrich, you need both memras. The Yitma Bohom, Bohokom Arav, if we'd only say the first case, Apnuyish and his Abram, Mishum deroiv kshei remetzro. Deyev roiv kshei remetzro. By a pnuya, roi people are not mamzerim. Amita mamzerim. So there, so roiv tells me really the blood is a kosher. So there, Rav said, there we pass kol tabeloza, a blood that roiv tells me it's kosher, we were machmer, and we did not permit this child to marry a mamzer. Avol hosam deroiv sulemetzlo, but arusa shenis abro. That there's only one possibility that the blood should be a kosher shinus abba from the others. All other possibilities is a mamza. Eima moide l'shmul. I think there is moide l'shmul that it's mutter be mamza. Because it's only a minute possibility that the blood is kosher. So that's why Rav had to say, if l'orus is shibra, it's also shtuki. Vietma bahach, and if it only say by Lusha Shibre, Bohokoma Rav, that she's a shtuki, Mishum, Dikala Mitla Baorus. Because there's a svara to say that Mistome, she was nivel from the Oris, even though there are many possibilities, but Mistome, the Oris is her husband, and the Oris is only an Issa, Chleis Kala B'lai Brocha, Sula L'Bailo, so, Issa D'Rabonon, so, I assume that she was taken nibble from the Oris. So therefore, there Rav said, she's also to marry Mamza. Avol Baha, but a Pnuyesh in Nisabra, I don't have any assumptions. She was Mizana with someone, could very well be she was Mizana with a apostle also. Avol Baha, I'm a Moida Lishmu. So that's why I need these both members of Rav. I'll call upon him, so the Gemara is going now, but, so that's it. Lemaise, Rav holds passages like Tabalosa, and he tells us two cases. One case, that by Roiv, Ksheirim Etzlo, she's also Lemamza, and by Roiv Psulim Etzlo, by Rosh Nisaba, she's also also Lemamza. We boy is Eima, Loilom Loitapach. You don't have to be Mahapach the Girsa. Loitapach, so what is the Girsa? So the Girsa is that what? That Rav holds, Arusha She'ibro, she's a Mamza. And Shmuel says, Arusha She'ibro is a Shtuki. So now we have a problem. So it's a stira with the previous Rav Shmuel. Umay Mamza de Koma Rav, Lav Mutter b'mamzeres, Elodosa b'bas Yisrael. His Rav doesn't mean mutter b'mamzeres, because Rav holds a shtuki is osa b'mamzeres. Elo da'osa b'bas Yisrael. That is what Rav is saying, da'osa b'bas Yisrael. Ushmuel Omar, so Mamz is telling us a chumre. Havlat shtuki, da'osa b'bas Yisrael. That means this machloikis, we'll see it's not a machloikis, but they're both speaking about Lagabi Yisrael. Lagabi Yisrael, the Vlad is also Bebas Yisrael by Rusu Shinisabra. I hochi haino de Rav. So the Gemara says, so what is Shmuel saying differently than Rav? Shmuel also is also Bebas Yisrael. Rav also is also Bebas Yisrael. Elamai Shtuki, so the Gemara is saying, there's no machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav is saying one thing, and Shmuel is saying another thing. Rav is saying that the Vlad is also Bebas Yisrael. It's a shtuki. Maybe she was nivel me'acherem. And Shmuel is saying, Avlad shtuki, alamai shtuki, shemeshaskin oisoi midin kohunem. Arusa she'ibro. So if the oris was a kohen, and now this child will want a duchen, saying, Arusa She'ibro, even though the Oros is a Koyin, even though the Oros is a Koyin, Afal Pikain, the child is Mashaskin Oisei Medin Kuhune, because V'chayish, maybe the father was not the Oros, maybe the father was someone else. Frek the Gemara Pshite, as well as the Chiddush of Shmuel, Hash to me din Yisrael Mishaskin Alay. I mean, that's partial. If I say that everyone holds he's also to marry Yisrael because he's a Sophic Mamzer, me din kohuna me boys, he has to tell me a Chiddush that he can't duchen, he can't eat truma. Versteht sich. Hello, someone says, you're right. Okay. Now, Lamai Shtuki, you know what Shmuel is saying, Shtuki? But also, Rav is speaking about, he's also the Yisrael. Shmuel also agrees. And Shtuki is coming to tell us another din. Shemeshaskin oisoi minitsei oviv. That means, the Oris eventually got married. He had 20 children. And now, when the Oris died, he was a Nosi already. So now, this child, who was Nisaber when he was still a Noros, so he wants to come over with the 20 children and Yashin from his father, from the Oros. So Meshaskin Ois Minichsiov, if we don't let him Yashin, we say, Anshul the Kabid, we're Vada Yershim, you are Sofik Yerish. Saying Sofik, you can't take away from us Yerusha, because maybe you're a son. Anshul the Kabid, we're Vada Yershim, you're Sofik Yershim, and Sofik Maitzmide Vada. Frag the Gemore Pshite, Mi Yadina Navur Mani. That's Poshet, he can't take their father Yashin. I don't know who his father is. So that's Poshet, he can't Yashin his father. So the Gemara says, Loitzriche de Tofas. Oh, it's speaking about like this. This Ben from the Orus, Kozman, he was a Royas Hanoilad. When his father went into the hospital, so he knew already there's going to be Sechsuchim about Yerusha. So he went into the father's house, and the father had that there was $1,000 cash in the house. He took the $1,000. It's by him now. Right? Now later the father died. So the Maisa, Rashi doesn't say this case. Rashi says the case was that after the father died. Others say pshat before the father died. But Rashi says the case was after the father died. After the father died, he wanted to make sure that he'll also get a chelek of Yerusha. So he went into the house. Everyone was busy and all the Yeraday Dikishailas. He wanted to make sure he'll be able to make a toiva meitiv also by the Shechion or whatever it is. So Memele, so he went and took $1,000 cash, put it into his house. And now, so he's holding the money. So the other Yoshim come to him and tell him, Brother Laban, they didn't want to call my brother, he said, they told him, give us back the money, this is our father's money. In Suffolk, mates me, they vadai. We're vadai Yoshim, you're Suffolk Yoshim. So he says, well, I'm a tofis, I'm holding the money. You say I'm not a brother, prove it. So the din is that, no, it's tvisa lachesh and neilud asafik, which tvisa doesn't help. There's two lamdas. Number one, it's tvisa lachesh and neilud asafik. That means the suffik was neilud, it means b'shas leidus asafik, you weren't a muzik. So you can't become a tofus after leidus asafik. You can't change the status of the suffik. That means if Bishas later, if you would have chapped before some Mela, then it's better. Then it's Tvisa Kaidim Shaneil Da Safik. And then when the Safik is Neil, now you have a Safik, can I take it away from you? But if it's Tvisa Lachish Neil Da Safik, it's Icha won't help. Number one. Number two, there's another Svav over here, there's a Taina Shema. So a Tvisa with a Taina Shema, Lachish Neil Da Safik, is doesn't help. So you have to know how the Rambam sheet is stuck for Koine Mitzi and Miyodoi, that's Tvisa Lachesh and Elda Sofik, and it's also a Taina Shema, and they Mitzi and Miyodoi, so I don't know clear how this works, how this fits with the Rambam, but that we have to get into the Sugim of Metziah. But Al Kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. Rashi learns Klo, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Miyodinin, we know who his father is, that we could take away the nechasim from the Yoshim. So most of the toughest nichsei ha'orus mishemei. Sarashi didn't want to go into Tvisa Kaidim Shanel Dasovi. Sarashi says, after he died, he went and took the name, he was Tevis Nechasim, and he's tiny, he was my father. It's not a tiny Zbori. Vashmini Shmuel, the Mavkin Elumine, will take it away from him, we will not permit him to keep the money. That's a Mahalach, another Mahalach in Shmuel, so there's no Mahalach is Rav Shmuel. Rav says, Mamze is also the Yisrael, Shmuel says, Shtuki, that the Meshaskin Oisem within Yerusha, we will not permit him to Yashin. Then the Gemara says, V'nichzi Ovid. V'iboy Yisayim, my Shtuki Beduki. That Shtuki means, we will ask the mother, we'll ask the Arusa, and Sheboitkin Es Imoy, we ask the mother, before we put any psulim on this child, we will ask the mother who she became this Abba from. V'oimeres, and if she says Lakoshenivalti, and if she says Lakoshenivalti Nemenes. Kiman, Kiram Gamliel, that holds that Anisha is Nemon to say, Gamliel is speaking about, we'll see in a minute, that Anisha is Nemon to say Lakoshenivalti. So the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel Chodazimne. We learned this already, this Nan Haysamu Beres. We found a Pnuyim Uzberis, and they asked Amar Tivai Shalubel Zeh, And she said, this Uba Mish, Ploini, the Kainos, he's a Meuches, what do you want? Don't worry about him. And I'm Gabliba Beleza, I'm Rim Nemenes, I'm Shua, I'm Aino Nemenes. Vam Rav Yudah Meshmuel, Aloche, Keram Gamliel. So that's how I bizarre. So why here do we have to, why did Shmuel have to pass in Nachmul Akam Gamliel? So Moses, Dimi Hosma, Avmina Hosma, Rav Ksheir Metzlo. Over there, by a Pnuyish and Isabro, Rav of the Boyle Makosha. So there she is a Rav, that's Messiah. So then we say she's Nemo. Avol Hocha, the Rav Psula Metzlo. By an Arusish and Isabro, Rav Psula Metzlo. Aimoloi, I would think that she's not Nemo, Sricha doesn't need to tell us that what. That she is Neman.